Math teachers know that fractions can be hard for the average third grader. Teachers at a public school in San Bruno, California, are trying something new. They're teaching difficult math concepts through music. As Caitlin Esch reports, they're getting results.
Pick up the drumstick. One, two, ready, go.
At Allen Elementary School, a room full of third graders sits facing music instructor Endra Ballo. They're back straight, eyes ahead, beating a mouse pad with drumsticks. These students are learning fractions. 9-year-old Dante Arevelo explains.
2 8s plus 6 8s. You have 8 8s, but since it's in the music, it equals a whole note.
The program is called Academic Music, and it works like this. First, students learn the basics of reading notes. Then they learn how to add notes, which is essentially adding fractions. Now, Ballo is drawing the music notes on a board and adding them together.
What should I write on the top here? How many 8 notes do you see?
4.
Good job. Now, I wonder, what should I write here? Because this is tricky. Yeah.
From there, it gets harder. Students learn how to add uncommon denominators and multiply fractions. San Francisco State University researcher Susan Corey designed the curriculum with Ballo in 2007 because, as a former third grade teacher, she knows how tricky fractions can be.
If you say, what's bigger, 1/8 or 1/4, they'll say 1/8 because 8 is bigger than 4.
Corey says it's all about visualization.
But our students, because of the notes, know that all those little tiny 1/8 notes are a lot smaller than a whole note or a half note.
Ready? Play.
In this class, more than half the students are English language learners. Classroom teacher Gina Greitz says academic music has especially helped her students, like a little girl who volunteers to solve a problem even though she barely speaks English.
And she knew that it was 4 counts and put it into a fraction. And just to have her get up and present in front of a class is a really big deal. And she raised her hand and wanted to. So I'm seeing a lot of these kids open up and want to try it instead of hiding behind the desk and saying, please don't call on me.
A recent study found students that went through the program tested better on fractions. The average score of the academic music students was nearly double that of the regular math class students. Curriculum creator Susan Corey says even low-performing students did better.
That's what I, as a classroom teacher, want. I want to know that those students who typically are the underachievers are benefiting from the instruction that I'm providing.
In a less formal study, Allen Elementary School teachers compared their kids' math scores with third graders in other district schools. Again, Allen students performed better. Back in the classroom, 9-year-old Eric Bogren says he'd never played an instrument before academic music.
It's really easy when it's music, but it's harder to do it when you're doing math.
For Bogren, thinking of fractions as music notes helps. The curriculum designers hope to eventually make the program available for any third grade teacher to use in the classroom. For NPR News, I'm Caitlin Esch.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.